Good afternoon and welcome to Tom Harris USA, episode number 21. This is Tom Harris in Chicago, Illinois, and it's a gorgeous day out today. Unlike yesterday where it was kind of rainy and drizzly all day, today is really, really nice. And yesterday, Pete and I went out to the Field Museum down in Grant Park and went and saw the dinosaur skeletons and the taxidermied animals and all the things that I really enjoy down at the Field Museum and the ancient Egypt exhibit. We were amazed by how many people were trying to get into the Shedd Aquarium. I didn't realize that the Shedd Aquarium was so popular. And yesterday they were standing in the rain for probably hours waiting to go in there at $25 a head. That's incredible. They must be really, really good. We didn't, you know, even the Field Museum. Of course, it was 4th of July yesterday, and I think there were a lot of people out and about that normally maybe wouldn't have been. You know what I'm saying? You know, that they wanted to do something special for the holiday. Incidentally, happy Independence Day for those of you who are in the U.S., and happy belated Canada Day for those of you who are in Canada. I had kind of forgotten about Canada. Sorry. The last show, I should have said something. So today's show is going to be a little bit of a mixed bag because we have some comments from people for the show and a couple things to talk about. But the first half of the show is going to be more a postmortem of last week's show. Now, last week's show, as you probably all recall, and if you don't, then you need to go back and listen, was the long-awaited tarot card episode, and I talk a bit about tarot cards and how I feel they are different from the other psychic type scams that are out there. And in the context of the show, I did two tarot readings. I have comments from the both of the people who I did readings for, and I will go ahead and read those out now. The first was from Irving Distiller, who everyone knows, at least those who are podcast people who listen to a lot of people's podcasts, they will know Irving's name. Irving writes, "Tom, I am pleased to report that your past and present readings are quite accurate. As for the future, I'll let you know when I'm in my residence on the hill overlooking Monaco." Thank you, Irving. And Eileen, who up in Canada, who is the other person who I did the reading for. "That was fantastic, Tom, like scary accurate. I'll explain in more detail later, but for now I gotta say great job. And I absolutely love that my first ever tarot reading was on your podcast." So I do want to thank both of you for being my guinea pigs on the show and letting me do your tarot. And I wanted to address that just briefly. Just briefly for me probably means for the next 20 minutes or so. Remember what I was saying last episode? There were kind of three main points that I made when I was doing the show. And the first was the cards don't have any magic abilities. There's nothing magical, mystical, demonic, occult about tarot cards. It's a piece of cardboard with pictures printed on. Nothing special. Second thing was I do not have any psychic powers. I do not have any special insight into the universe. I'm just a guy. Now, granted, I'm a guy who tries to be somewhat analytical and somewhat perceptive. So when the cards say what the cards say, and I'm just kind of reading, not reading off the cards, obviously, because they don't really say an explanation on the card, it creates a pattern of information. And the person who's having the tarot reading done organizes that information in a way that makes sense to them and to their own lives. I don't think I said anything in the context of those tarot readings that was dead on. In fact, I think I was very vague. And in fact, I was vague. I was purposely vague. There were some places where the cards would say, they would imply, I'm just thinking of Eileen's really quick, that you know, her past, the kind of navel-gazing past. Now, I can say that, and any number of people out there would have that be true for them as well. I could have said to her, to Eileen, well, you know, this card show that you're really cranky in the morning. And she could think to herself, oh gosh, you know, maybe I am cranky in the morning. I guess that's true. Yeah. But you're seeing what I'm saying now. The interpretation of tarot is one of those things, and people tend to give it more significance than it actually has. And so I don't want there to be any mistake that, you know, I don't have any special abilities, and neither do the cards. What is magical and amazing about this whole experience doing tarot on the show is the human mind's way of taking this dissonant information and making sense of it in a way that applies personally to you. I think that is the human quality, is this abstract organization of information and applying it to our lives. And because Irving and Eileen are perceptive, intelligent people, they were able to organize the information that I presented to them and apply it to their own lives. It wasn't anything that I did. I was just vague. And that is kind of my point when I did the tarot episode to begin with. So I'm very glad, guys, that you got back to me and let me know that you thought that it was accurate. Now, anybody who would live their life by having tarot readings done and having, you know, horoscopes or astrological charts or reading their horoscope in the newspaper, whatever. You know, keep in mind that those things, you know, tarot or astrological charts, none of them have any real authority. None of them have any occult or spiritual or physical meaning whatsoever. And you shouldn't live your life by tarot cards or horoscopes or whatever. Now, the reason why I think tarot is a little bit different is because tarot doesn't really claim anything. You know, it's really just presenting raw information and letting you sort it out. It's not trying to guide you any particular way. You're the one who does the interpretation. Your mind is the one that processes the information. It could mean something entirely different to me. And on my show, and also on Chris Reardon's show when he had Voodoo Mick on, I presented it for most of the cards more than one meaning. Or perhaps, maybe not even more than one meaning, more than one nuance, so that you could actually interpret it more than one way. And that's what a good tarot card reader should do. My show is not meant to be a lesson to would-be tarot card readers on how to do a good reading. But it is sort of meant to be a heads up to people who would be inclined to have a tarot card reading done. But don't take it too seriously, folks. You know, because it's you're the one who is doing all of the interpretation. And I'm not speaking specifically to Irving and Eileen. I'm speaking more generally at this point. You're the one who actually makes those leaps. And you're the one who takes those dots and connects them. So that was sort of what I was trying to show in that. And I want to try a little experiment. And actually, I'm just going to do this kind of on the fly because I hadn't planned on doing this. Just to see if this will work on a wider scale. This could end up being a complete waste of time, but let's find out. I'm going to do your tarot reading. Yes, you. Whoever it is, who you are out there listening to the show, I mean you. Doesn't matter if you're listening on July 7th, 2009, or January 3rd, 2138. Doesn't matter. I am speaking to you, you personally, whoever it is listening to the show right now. I'm going to do your tarot reading right now. And I would like you to, whoever you are, to contact me and let me know what you thought of the reading. Because I can almost guarantee that 70% maybe even more of the people out there are going to see something of themselves in a tarot reading done for them. So even though I don't know you, most of you don't know, you know, when you're going to be listening, anything like that, here's your tarot reading. you can write this in stone or in pixels on in the digital file. Did that pixels and digital file? No, I guess that would be for audio, whatever it is. Little bits of information digitally recorded and on the internet for everyone to find. I'm going to do your tarot reading right now. So I'm going to do a 10-card general spread, which is exactly the same kind of reading that I did for Eileen. I have the cards here, and in the interest of time, I've already shuffled them and laid them out. I decided not to record that part. So what I'm looking at is where you're standing at this point in time right now is, generally speaking, you're awaiting more information. You're waiting for a sign to know what way to go. Now, crossing that, it's a downhill run card, which implies that things have been pretty easy going for you in general. In your conscious mind, you've been thinking, though, quite a lot about what future path to take. Subconsciously, I think you're just kind of not caring that much about it. It's not weighing so heavily on you. It's a sort of your attitude is what happens, happens, which I think is a pretty healthy attitude. The past influences that are just kind of now coming to an end are, it's an uncertainty card about how you feel. You're not really feeling necessarily that you're doing the right thing. The future influences shows that you have a growing awareness of the cycles that kind of govern your life, and that things do kind of come around when they come around, and the cosmic wheel is always going, and you know, things do always come around eventually. So going this path going onward, you stop the pondering. It's not getting you anywhere. The immediate environment around you right now is a pretty happy one. So that's, you know, you don't need to worry too much about it. The card representing your hopes and dreams is the Freak card. And what that indicates to me is that you want to be perceived as a really interesting, weird, offbeat type of individual and stand out from everybody else. But what the final card, the 10th card, is, it's a dog-eat-dog food world. And what that card indicates to me is that you need to pay attention to the nuts and bolts of life. All these practical things about life, you know, the things like, you know, grocery shopping and laundry and things, those are the things you really need to attend to. It's not doing you any good to be too thoughtful about what the future is bringing, because the future is going to happen regardless. And it does appear from what the cards are saying that things are going to unfold as they should. And as long as you follow the kind of the general direction that you've been going, things will turn out okay for you. So excellent, right? That actually is a very straightforward layout. The cards are actually, they interact with each other actually pretty clearly in this case. So that is your reading. Now, I think that reading could apply to anybody. What do you think? Let me know. My email address, harrispodcast@gmail.com, or you can email me at tom@tomharrisusa.com. So just drop me a line if you have the chance. Now, it's not often that I have to stop after a show is ready to upload and go back and edit the show, but I'm doing that right now. Today is Monday, July 6th, and I recorded the previous show on the 5th, at least most of it on the 5th, and the rest of the show after this little section was recorded on the 5th as well. But this morning was a blast on the Ross Patzelt show. Absolutely hysterical. It's relevant to the show because Ross read our carrot cards on his show. He did readings for Yannick in Germany and myself and Irving, and using animal snap cards as his carrot cards. Just hysterically funny stuff. So I want to encourage all of you to go to Ross's website, which is tomharris.co.uk and download his July 6th show. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life at a podcast. It was just brilliant. I mean, you can't do better. And something very interesting about that show is that Ross actually used a cold reading technique, and I don't think he realized that he was doing that. But he used a cold reading technique, which is used by many psychics. And when I do my show on cold reading, which is coming up eventually, I'm not quite sure when, but it is coming up eventually, I'm going to play out some clips from that show and as to use as examples, because it was just letter perfect. So kudos, Ross. That was excellent. So let's move on to some of the mail that I've gotten. I've gotten very little mail from the show so far, but I have gotten a little bit of feedback here and there, and now I think is the time to share it. So hang on a second. I just get my notes here. So just a minute. So this show has actually been mentioned a couple times recently on other people's shows. I'm always glad when people do that. It means that there's actually people out there who are listening. That's encouraging. It's kind of a boost, because I really don't know exactly how many people are listening. I know it's not, hundreds of people, and probably under 20 people who are actually listening to the show. But it is always nice to be acknowledged. Now, last week I was supposed to be on the Ross Patzelt show, and we were going to do the mustard challenge, which is still coming. We'll still do the mustard challenge, and I'll let that happen on Ross's show and not explain it to you here till after the fact. I was going to be on his show last Monday and had logged in and was ready to Skype in the show, and then he had the plumber and the gas man show up, who are doing work on his house. So it turned out that I wasn't able to stick around until the show could begin properly. So I ended up leaving and going to work and listening to the podcast of the show later. Anyway, Ross mentioned that I would know what it's like, certainly, to have to plan a show. And it's, I don't know what you're talking about, Ross. I don't plan my show. Come on. Some shows I do extensively plan, and then there's other shows that I don't really. And like the Michael Jackson show a couple episodes ago, I didn't really plan anything of that. I just kind of went on and just kind of talked. And sometimes the shows do come that easily. But most of the time they don't, and I have to do a little bit of planning. I usually will have some kind of notes, but not very detailed notes. I'll just write, talk about appearance on Ross's show or whatever, something very general. And then I just kind of get out here and just spew, for the entire half hour. And the other mention I got this week was on American Talk USA. So I kind of feel like, it's Tom Harris USA, American Talk USA. We're kind of like related somehow, maybe. Anyway, Joe Morris does that show. It's a very entertaining show. He and his co-host, Holly, they are hilarious sometimes. And it's well worth a listen. He seems to post a show every Wednesday. It's like an hour a week. So a little bit more than what I do. I just kind of split mine up. So Joe and I have been corresponding over email about hiking boots and various experiences that we've had with our hiking boots. But thanks, Joe, for mentioning me on your show. Joe says I do an intellectual podcast, and he doesn't understand why I would actually be writing to him. Well, I don't know what you mean, Joe. I mean, I listen to Chris Reardon, and I listen to Ross Patzelt. I listen to Lee Mills every once in a while. I listen to Dana at Stimulated Boredom. And now I'm listening to you too. So, a wide variety of stuff that I listen to. And it is really entertaining to listen to your show. And I really enjoyed your interview with your father-in-law that you had on that. That was, it actually has some really interesting stories. And I think one of the really nice things about podcasting in general is that anybody can do it. All you need is, copy of Audacity, free software, you know, for recording, a headset mic like you would get with a lot of games or whatever, you know, it doesn't need to be the best mic, a computer, obviously, and a connection speed that's fast enough that it doesn't take a week to upload it. And, you know, you're pretty much golden. You can get a, you know, podcast account for free for Podbean, you know, with a, of course, that would be a minimal amount of storage, and yeah, eventually you would want to maybe upgrade to a paid account. But thing is that there's a lot of variety out there in podcasts, in every conceivable subject, and I like listening to a variety of subjects. So why wouldn't I? You know, it's not like, you know, don't think that I'm too hoity-toity to listen to your show, Joe, because really, I enjoy your show. And I hope you enjoy mine. I think that everybody could benefit from listening to each other's shows. Especially now, you know, we're all part of this little podcast community. And I think it's like you and me and Ross and Chris and Lee and, you know, maybe a couple of other people. And we all kind of listen to each other's shows and participate in each other's shows. And then you have people like Irving and Mikey Holt and a couple other people who call in to everyone's show. Now, if I did a live show, I would probably have Irving on my show too. But I don't really trust myself at this point to do a live show. I'm not confident enough in my own ability to do a live one. Yeah, I think that it's great to support. I think we should all support each other and listen to each other's shows and write each other and let each other know that we're out there listening. I think that it's a great thing. And because now my work situation has become more precarious and I'm away from my desk so much now, it's become more difficult for me to stream people's shows. So now what I'm having to do is download everyone's show. But what that means, though, is that I actually have more efficient listening times and I'm able to listen to more people's shows. So Joe, I've just added you and have only been a regular listener for about the last 3 weeks. But I will be a regular listener now for the foreseeable future. So and I will write to you and let you know if I have comments. If I don't comment, don't assume that I'm not listening. So anyway, I do enjoy listening to a wide variety of stuff. Mystery Woman, a.k.a. Purple Hazed. She lives in London, and she wrote a comment to me on episode number 19. Thanks for what you said about Michael Jackson. I feel like his envoy on LiveJournal now. In fact, I just applied to moderate one of his communities. Video killed the radio star, and Facebook killed LiveJournal posts. Now everyone just goes like, sometimes even to a question. You are spot on. Spot on. It has become that way, hasn't it? It really has. And it's, I guess it's frustrating, but I think the audience out there for the internet is pretty fickle. I mean, what is really, really popular 1 year is going to be yesterday's news next year. And I noticed recently a LiveJournal is having their 10th birthday this year. They've been around for 10 years. I think that's an incredible run for a social networking site. Now, LiveJournal, I've been involved with for quite some time, and I think I joined in 2003 or thereabouts. And Mystery Woman, a.k.a. Purple Hazed, has been a friend of mine on LiveJournal now for that whole time. I think she was one of the first people who actually added me as a friend on LiveJournal. Nowadays, I don't post on LiveJournal very much. I do post occasionally, but mainly when I post now, it's to let people know that I've uploaded a new show, and I'll post the show descriptions and link on my LiveJournal for people from LiveJournal to go and listen to the podcast, because I feel now that the podcast reveals more of me and is more like my private journal now than what I was posting on LiveJournal before. I actually met Mystery Woman back in 2005 when I went to London as part of my last trip to Europe when I did the Salt Downs Trail. We met up at the St. Martin in the Fields coffee shop, which is in the crypt of the church. And she's just a lovely woman. She's just so sweet, and had such a nice time chatting with her. And I'd known her for a couple of years on LiveJournal, so it was kind of very warm and familiar, and I really liked that. And I am coming back to London in August, so if you want to do that again, let me know, and we can have coffee again. And then after the coffee, after we had our little coffee at St. Martin of the Fields, we went to the teddy bear store. Was that, I don't remember, was that on Oxford Street? I don't remember. It was, it wasn't that far. I remember walking there from St. Martin of the Fields, and then we took a bus somewhere. I don't remember anymore. But it was lovely having coffee with you when I was in London, and I hope that we can, if you're in London and not in Ireland, I hope that we can reconnect this time around. So if you'd like to do that, let me know. It'd be fun to have coffee again. But I think what you were saying about people saying like instead of actually replying to things, I've seen that myself. And I like Facebook. I'm fond of Facebook, and I do spend a fair amount of time on there reading other people's posts and things. But it is very concise, and that seems to be the trend right now. People don't want to spend hours writing a LiveJournal post or a note on Facebook. They added that like link now. You can just click it to let people know that you like it. In a sense, I really do like the like. I like the like link. Yay. In a sense, I do like it because it enables people to answer things where they don't necessarily really have anything to say. The problem is I don't know if I want to do that to a question. Now, you're not on my Facebook friends, Purple Haze, so if you want to add me, feel free, because I actually know you well enough, and you know my name already. You can also go to, because there's so many other Tom Harris's on Facebook, go to the Tom Harris USA podcast fan community, and then you can add me from there, because you know you have the right person, and I'll be sure to add you back. No, but it's true. I think that there's a lot of tendency to be brief, and Twitter is big on brief, and I don't belong to Twitter, and I probably won't belong to Twitter, but the it's true of Facebook as well. But I honestly feel that I'm presenting more now on this show than I was doing on LiveJournal before. But it is funny how certain sites come and go. Certainly LiveJournal had its heyday about 5 years ago, I would say. And then a lot of people moved over to MySpace. And then a lot of those people moved over to Facebook. So, I mean, and I'm one of them. I've been going back and forth between all the sites. I have a MySpace, which I don't use very much. I think I check it about once every 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm on Facebook every day. And I'm on LiveJournal every day because I read everybody's posts. So that's about it for comments. If you would like to comment to the show, I love mail. I love to have some kind of dialogue with my listeners. Always appreciated. Feel free to email me. Once again, the email address is harrispodcast@gmail.com. And you can also write to me at tom@tomharrisusa.com. It's funny because I still don't get a lot of comments for the show, like I mentioned before. But I talk about some things that sometimes that are pretty controversial, or maybe there's a lot of people who would have a contrary opinion. Don't be shy if you don't agree with me to write me and tell me that I'm full of crap. It's okay. I like having that, the back and forth. So, especially if you disagree with me, I would encourage you to write to me. And I love getting mail. And hey, you might get it read out on the show. So anyway, okay then. Well, I think I'm going to wrap up the show now. We went a little long last week, so I can justify having a minute short show today. Anyhow, thanks for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that I've been able to illuminate a little bit on tarot and about how to interpret tarot as opposed to thinking that there's something mystical about it. If I've succeeded in helping one person understand it, then I've done my job. That's kind of how I look at it. Anyhow, thanks for listening. This is Tom Harris at Tom Harris USA, signing off. See you next time.